Blog Talk Radio. To lead and guide each and every one of us in your word, God, as we go through this second chronicle word, God. We know that you are in charge. The kings of Judah and the kings of Israel forgot to give you thanks, forgot to know who was in charge. And when they did, they stepped out and went in the wrong direction, God. We thank you for this little old prince named Joash that we'll be talking about this morning. This little boy who was raised by the priest, who learned the word of God, but who also allowed himself to be manipulated. Lord, we ask you to remove manipulation from the church body. We ask you to remove those that will try to manipulate pastors in the fivefold, God. Prophets who are psychics. Are psychics calling themselves prophets? They need a moment with Paul, who will remove that divination spirit. Father God, we're asking you to come in and take control, because everything is yours. I'm yours and I'm grateful to be yours. I'm yours and I'm grateful to have a voice this morning to speak your word, God. I'm grateful and know that all things are going to work for good today and forever, because you are in charge of my life. And Lord God, whatever I go through, whatever storms I go through, I know that you are with me, walking beside me, holding my hand, lifting me up. And all I can say is thank you. And let's get into our word, Father God, as your word says. All things are possible because of Jesus who gives me strength. Lord God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I lift up this word in Jesus' name. Amen. About to get all filled up, but I'm filled up with Jesus this morning and telling you know who. Today I don't have time for his foolishness. And I just have to go over this prayer. And it just touched my heart. And it says, beautiful future. No one has seen, no ear. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. No mind was imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9, and I know that God has something awesome and mighty prepared for me. I just believe it. I just believe that God has something for me, and that is wonderful. Almighty God, you see the end from the beginning and every space in between. Your eyes see every possible outcome. Why would I want to go it alone? You are my greatest treasure. I would not trade you for all the gold in the world. Your guidance is less like a tightrope and more like a river. I will not fear a misstep leading to a drastic fall. Rather, I will trust that I am being carried in the stream. Even when I get stuck in the rocks at the edges, all I need is a gentle push to get right back into the flow of where your river is taking me. As the song says, I got peace like a river, God. Your grace is my covering. I do not fear the future. I hold tightly to hope, believing that you have all the details worked out for my good. I am resting in your presence and carries me along. No dark night can keep me from the goodness sunbreak brings. Thank you, Lord. And the question for this morning, as we get ready to talk about the kings that forgot to hope for the future, do you feel hope or dread for your future? I'm feeling hope. I am feeling hope, and I refuse to let anybody knock me off my square today. I will not allow anybody, friend or foe, as they say, to knock me off my square today. For I know who my daddy is. I know who I love and who loves me back. Whew, hallelujah. What can I say? Some words to go through. We got to go to work, y'all. So let's go to work in the Word. And the Word for this 14th day of July will be all coming from 2 Chronicles, starting at chapter 23. And God willing, we will finish in chapter 29. And we do have some life lessons, some life questions, life examples. But we will not get to them until we get through the Word this morning. And if time permits, we will go and visit with Dr. Charles Stanley, who is the author of the commentary for our Bible that God has given us for this year, which is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for of the Year, and I am coming out of New King James. And those that listen know that I may also come out of King James if there is a word that needs, as I say, that original understanding. Because King James and New King James are very, very similar. They pretty much walk the same path, which is why I read New King James, because it's easier to understand. It takes out the thems, the thous, and all that extra, and it just keeps what needs to be said. So that is why you won't hear me doing King James all that often, but I do read it. And yes, I was raised on it. Please join me in chapter 23 of 2 Chronicles. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made a covenant with the captains of hundreds, Azariah, the son of Joram, Ishmael, the son of Johanan, Azariah, the son of Obed, Mashiah, the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zechariah. And they went throughout Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the chief fathers of Israel. And they came to Jerusalem, covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David. This is what you shall do. One third of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and the Levites shall be keeping watch over the doors. One third shall be at the king's house, and one third at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. But let no one..." Oh my, something happened. I am about to get cut off, and I don't know why. Hold on, family. Let me hope that God will allow me to do this. Come on. We may have to do something a little different, family. I don't know if God is going to allow me to go forth, because I did set up this show very early in the morning, and it is cutting me off. And I'm not sure I'll be able to come back, but I will definitely try. So give me about 5 or so minutes to see if I can fix the situation. I'm going to stay on the air. We'll keep going forth. For anyone that will call in later, you will not be able to get in. It will say there is no show. But if you are already on, do not get off, because the system is cut off the live show, but we are still taping. So we are going to still continue going forward. So if you are in, you will stay in. If you are not, There's for those that are listening on social media, you may have gotten cut off or will get cut off if you get off the line. So, but we're going to continue. For those that are listening, this word is for you. Let's keep it moving, because thanking God that I can continue even when I'm off the live air, it's still recording as long as we are here. So let's keep it moving this morning and thanking God for it. And as we continue, because you know what? The enemy is so, he loves to create confusion, but he does not understand that God will keep stuff going. So for those that are listening on phones at 213-943-3597, can you push the number 1 on your phone so I can know that you can hear me? So all my listeners online who are listening on 213-943-3597, please push the number 1 on your phone so I can see that you can still hear me. I won't open your lines. I just need to see that you can hear me. And I'm not seeing any fingers going up. Again, for those that are online on the phone, hopefully you can push the 1. It may not let you. But those that are on right now all have my cell number. Just text me a thumbs up on my cell to let me know that you can still hear me. And I would appreciate it. It would be great so that we can continue. All right, there we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's keep it moving, family. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't he? And it goes on to tell us, according to all that Jehoiada, the priest commanded, and these men took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath and those who were going off duty on the Sabbath. But Jehoiada, the priest, had not dismissed the division. And Jehoiada the priest gave to the company, captains of 100, the spears and the large and small shields, which had belonged to King David, that were in the temple of God. Then he set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and by the temple, all around the king. And they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, long live the king. Now when Athila, now we know Athila is grandmother, actually, and she is evil and has taken over the crown, killed all the sons of Jehoshaphat, lost her mind with power, and thought that she could get away with this nonsense, not understanding that God always has a backup plan. God always has a backup plan. And there was a backup plan. Because this woman thought that she could, you know, so Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram and the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Azel, hid him from Athila so that she did not kill him. So she hid one of the children, Jehoshaphat, one of them descendants of Jehoshaphat. So now let's hear what she got to say. And it says, now when Athila heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by his pillow at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets, also the singers with musical instruments, and those who led in praise. So Athila tore her clothes and said, treason, treason. And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army and said to them, take her outside under God and slay her with a sword. Whoever follows her, but the priest has said, do not kill her in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by way of the entrance of the horse gate king's house, and they killed her there. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. And all the people went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They broke in pieces and altars and images, killed Nathan, the priest of Baal, before the altar. Also, Jehoiada had appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had assigned in the house of the Lord to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David, and the set, and he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter. What does the word say? I think it's a psalm. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Jehoiada understood that the gatekeepers, and I say today, usher, you are one of the most important positions within the house of God. You are the one that set the tone. However you acting at that door, it's how the service will go. Because when people walk in, and if you one of them frowny, don't want nobody sitting here, I'm going to put all the folks that I consider not desirable in the back. And all the ones that I see are dressed to the nine, all y'all go to the front. And if somebody may be, whether I know it or not, they look like a first lady, or they look like they could be a pastor because they dressed up, and, you know, not in jeans and not looking this way or that way, but looking a certain way that I think they should act, because, you know, we broadcasting. So we can't have just any old body up front, you know, not understanding that guy in the blue jeans with the dreadlocks looks like they just worn out. Might be Jesus that came to visit, and you set him in the back. And he watched the service, and he was broken because he didn't see himself in it. We saw a whole lot of broadcasting and not a whole lot of Jesus. So we need to make sure that the right folks are the doorkeepers of God's house. And as we continue, it says this, and he took the captives of hundreds and the nobles and the governors of the people and all the people of the land and brought the king down from the house of the Lord. And they went through the upper gate to the king's house, set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athelah with the sword. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, the youngest king ever. And he reigned 40 years, so he reigned until he was 47 years old in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada had two wives for him, and had sons, and he had sons and daughters. Now it happened after this that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then he gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly. However, the Levites did not do it quickly. So the king called Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to them, why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the collection according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the assembly of Israel for the tabernacle of witness? But the sons of Athelah, that wicked woman, had broken into the house of God and had also presented all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord to Baal. Then the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, had imposed on Israel in the wilderness. Then all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, and put them into the chest until all had given. So it was at that time when the chest was brought to the king's official by the hand of the Levites. And when they saw that there was much money, that the king's scribes and the high priest officers came to the chest and took it and returned it to its place. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord. And they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also those who worked in iron and bronze and to restore the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. They made from it articles for the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord and continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died, and they buried him in the city of David among the kings because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served wooden images and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they were not listening. God is doing that today. He's sending prophets to the churches, telling them, you've got to get back in order. Be about the Father's business. You've got to go to work. And not all fluff. How many sermons have you come across where you can't even remember the title from 1 week to the next? Because it was fluff. No word in it. If you ask, well, what scripture did that come out of? Can't tell you. Can't tell you a bit. Because they didn't give come out of the word. They gave you two sentences and a poem. And folks pooping it all. No word of God in it. And that was what was going on. We have folks that build idols of people. We can't build idols of people. We have to trust God. God doesn't need a statue. God doesn't need anything but you. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest who stood above the people, and said to them, thus said God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. So they conspired against him, and at the moment of the king, the man of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Now remember, this is a little boy who took over the kingdom at 7 years old. The one that saved his life was Jehoiada. And now he commanded the people to stone his son. And you're like, what in the world, Joash? But let's go back into the word and see what happened. But Joash the king did not remember had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, the Lord look on it every day. He's like, okay. You can kill me if you want to, but I'm telling you the truth. And the Lord's going to take care of you. Because I know who I was. I know who I worked for. I know that the word that I gave you was a word from the Lord. the Lord is able to give you much more than this. You know, and that this can be good and that this can be bad. And it says, so it happened in the spring of the year that the army of Syria came up against them. And they came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the leaders of the people from among the people and sent all their spoil to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men. But the Lord delivered a very great army into their hand because they have forsaken the Lord God of their father. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him severely wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Joash, the priest, and killed him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David, but they did not bury him in the tomb of the king because he forgot. He forgot who raised him. He forgot who brought him up in the Lord. 47 years old, and he lost his life. He lost his way. And because of it, listen to other folk that have been there for you. Zechariah had been there for him. The Levites had been there for him. Instead, he listens to listen to other folks. And then other folks got him murdered. And then also took his spot from being in the burial with the other kings. Didn't get buried in the tomb of the kings. But yet he has a place in history because these are the ones who conspired against him. Zabad, the son of Shammah, the Ammonites. Jehozabad, the son of Shammah, the Moabites. Now concerning his sons and the many oracles about him and the repairing of the house of God, indeed they are written of the book of Kings. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. And all you can say is, help us, Lord. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. You know, that's the part where I say, here we go again. Reigned, but not with a loyal heart. Our title is coming out of this lesson here. Now it happened as soon as the kingdom was established for him that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. However, he did not execute their children, but did as it is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their father. But a person shall die for his own sickness. And that stands until today. A child can go to heaven or hell for you, and you can't go to heaven or hell for your child. And it says, moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, according to their father's houses, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Now, he didn't take the money from them. gave them the money and they didn't have to go to war, but they're still mad. Because these are folks that wanted to kill, steal, and destroy. Because remember, they had stepped totally out of God's light. They was in the, they was dark as dark and just evil to the core and had stepped out of the marvelous light of God. But again, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. God has the power to assist and rescue, and he has the power to judge and destroy, which we will receive depends on our attitude toward him and toward his word. Never shrink from our shirk from shrink back from following the Lord out of fear of financial loss. Come on now. God can bless you far more through your faithfulness than he can ever acquire through faithlessness. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to die. You know, even when you don't feel like you have, you got to die. You got to give God what is due God, and extra is not out of the question. Whatever you can give, give. God will open up a door for you to get everything that you feel is gone back. And I'm believing God for getting my stuff back, for getting my stuff back. He wouldn't have given it to me if he didn't want me to keep it. And I'm believing God for changes in my life. I am. We got to be up and believers that God can do more than this. And he can give you more than what you have. You just got to believe. And it goes on to say, then Uzziah strengthened himself, leading his people. He went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of the people in Ephraim. Also the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of the rock and cast them down from the top of the rock so that they all were dashed in pieces. But as for the soldiers of the army which Amaziah discharged so that they would not go with him to battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Bethhoron, killed 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it was so after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites that he brought the gods of the people of Seth. Here we go. Set them up to be his gods and bow down before them. Anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, why have you sought the gods of the people which could not rescue their own people from your hand? So it was, as he talked to them, that the king said to him, have we made you the king's counselor? See, why should you be killed? Then the prophet ceased and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not needed my advice. Now Amaziah, king of Judah, asked advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, come, let us face one another in battle. And Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon, sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife. And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. Indeed, you say that you have defeated the Edomites, and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home. Now, why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall, you and Judah with you? Now, understand. Joash, the king of Israel, didn't have time to play with him. To him, he was a child. Because he had won one battle, he thought he was all that. But remember, what did the prophet say? The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Remember that. And that this can be good, or that this can be bad. But the Messiah could not heed, for it came from God that he might give them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought the gods of Edom. Excuse me. So Joash, the king of Israel, went out. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel. And every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Joash. The king of Israel captured Amaziah of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Joash, at Beth Shemesh. And he brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim, corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver all the articles that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, the treasures of the king's house in the house of Israel, and returned to Samaria. Now remember, he warned this little guy. He warned this king, don't mess with me. I'm not the one. But he had to do it anyway, because sometimes folks that don't know any better act a certain way. It says, the mother of the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Noah, king of Israel. Now, the rest of the acts of Amaziah from first to last, indeed, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on the horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Now, all the people of Judah, chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles, took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old, and he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jaaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Again, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities around Ashdod among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gerbaal, and against the Munites. Also, the Ammonites brought tributes to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, where he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gates, at the valley gates, and the corner buttress of the wall, and he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vineyards in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by company, according to the number on the roll, as prepared by Zion the scribe and Micaiah, the officer under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The total number of chief officers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600, and under their authority was an army of 307,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows and strings, and cast stones. And he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread and spread far and wide, and he was marvelously helped to till he became strong. But I wanted to go back to one little thing here. He made slings to cast stones. Now, who in his lineage was the king of stone slinging? His name was David, and he killed a giant named Goliath with that sling and that stone. And I thought that was interesting. That's one of those tidbits of trivia that you guys can remember, that King Uzziah was another king who used the sling and the stone. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord. Come on, man. Let's see what he did. To burn incense on the altar. So Uzziah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they said, they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah became furious, and he had an incense in his hand to burn incense, and while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, before the incense altar. And Uzziah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, wrote, so Uzziah rested with his father, and they buried him with his father in the field of burial which belonged to the king, for they said he is a leper. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But still the people acted corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall also. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah and in the fortress. He built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. And the people of Ammon gave him in that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cords of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The people of Ammon paid this to him in the second and third years. Also, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and the ways, indeed they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, father, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 28 of 2 Chronicles. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the sons of Hanan and burned his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them unto Damascus. Then he was able to deliver into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him a great slaughter. But Pekah, the son of Ramallah, killed 120,000 in Judea in one day, all valiant men because they had forsaken the Lord, God of their fathers, Zachary, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Meshach, the king's son. As the king, the officer was over the house of Elkanah, who was second to the king, and the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But the prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Obed, and he went out before the army that came to Samaria, said to them, look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hands, and you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty because of before the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and return the captives whom you have taken captives from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. than some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azira, the son of Jonan, Berechiah, the son of Meshulamoth, Jehezekiah, the son of Shalom, and Amasa, the son of Adal, stood up against those who came from the war and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You indeed, for our guilt is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. And the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them, and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, and anointed them. And they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys, so that they brought them in the, and their brethren to Jericho, the city of palm trees, and they returned to Samaria. At the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. But again, the Edomites had come and attacked Judah and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowlands and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh, Ajalon, Gederoth, Shechem with its villages, Timnah with its village, and Gimzo with its villages, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also, Joseph's brother, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. But Ahaz took part of the treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Assyria. But he did not help him. Now, in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. That is the King Ahaz, but he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem and in every single city of Judah. He made high places to burn incense to other gods and provoked the anger of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts and of all his ways, from first to last of these, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. But they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square, said to them, "Hear me, Levites. Now sanctify yourself, sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place, for our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them over to trouble, to desolation, and to the jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters, our wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not get mad, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burnt incense. Then these Levites arose, Nahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, the sons of Korahites, of the sons of Moran, Kish, the son of Abed, and Azur, the son of Jael, of the Gershonites, Jonah, the son of Zimnah, and Eden, the son of Joab, of the sons of Eliphaz, Shimri, and Jael, the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mathaniah, of the sons of Heman, Jael, Shemaiah, the sons of Jethan, Shemaiah, Shemiah, and Uzziah. And they gathered their brothers, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king at the word of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priest went into that part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook of Kedron. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the showbread with all its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgressions, we have prepared and defied where they are before the altar of the Lord." And King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, 7 male goats for a sin offering, for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. Then he commanded the priests, sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, they killed the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They also killed the lambs and sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought out all the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. And the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offerings and the sin offerings be made for all Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. But thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophet. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offerings on the altar. Oh, my God, what a word. And then we're going to go a little over 8, because we need to get all this in. It's so important that we know we have to follow God. So all the assembly worshiped and singers sang, and the trumpet sounded, and all the continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshiped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. And Hezekiah answered and said, "Now that you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord." So the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, as many as were of a willing heart, brought burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, 200 lambs, and all these were for burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated things were 600 bulls, 3,000 sheep, but the priests were too few, so they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore, the brethren, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended, until the other priests, as for the Levites, were more diligent in sanctifying themselves than the priests. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offering, with the drink offering, with every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people since the event took place so suddenly. And that is our word this morning. And I just have to say it one more time. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Hallelujah. God is able to give us more than we could ever ask for. All we have to do is to just believe. And I have a word from Sister Carolyn. And it's this. Good morning. God will give you strength every battle, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Have a fantastic Friday. Sister Carolyn, all up in the message this morning. Way before the message was ever gone, I think, had ever gone forth. So I say one more time, for our sister in Christ, God will give you strength for every battle, which he did, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray you have a fantastic Friday, family. Again, please keep my family in your prayers as we travel highways and byways for our jobs. And today, I'm traveling for my mother. So I want to thank you for listening in. Thank God for keeping the cough at bay. Thank God for healing my body. You know, I apologize that I did not set up the show like I thought I did, but it was early this morning when I did it, and I was probably half asleep. But I do thank God that we got through it. I thank God for those that called in on time because you were able to hear the show, and those that pushed their buttons on time. For anyone that was late this morning, you missed a word from God. And so I thank you all again. Have a blessed day, family. I will be blogging from Texas on next week. Same time, same blog talk station. We will get together because my job does not stop for God because I'm on a trip. I'm going to do what God called me to do. So God's word will go forth next week. Here's him willing. If something changes, you'll know on Sunday with church announcements. But for right now, we are moving forward in God's word. Have a great day, family. I love you, love you, love you. I thank God for each of you. One of my hands is up. And if they would not mind, your hand is up, 7959. Are you still with us?
Yes, praise the Lord. Pastor, this evangelist Shannon, I was just putting my hands up because I had been on, but I couldn't seem to get to where I needed to go on the phone to let you know that I was here and I'm listening. So I just pushed one. Then finally the finger up came, and I pushed that too. Double for your show.
Thank you so much. Just want to say thank you to all of you that are listening. And I pray over you, Minister Shannon, because I know you pray for me. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent. Yes. One from each other, in Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. I pray over all the things that have happened. We know that you have been a little under the weather, but we know that our God is here. And we know that he has healed you from the inside out. That all our things are working for your good. Hallelujah.
Lord,
and you did what the Lord told you to do, just like I did what the Lord told me to do. And I'm feeling better today than I felt in a whole week or more. So I'm just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power over body, mind, and spirit. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, awesome and mighty God. So I thank you all for listening in, staying with me this morning, because I know that it was kind of an awkward thing, because to be quite honest, I've had probably three or less hours of sleep, but I knew that before I closed my eyes, I had to do what God called me to do. So thank you so much, family. Be blessed. Thank you for your prayers, for traveling grace and mercy. Please. Join me on Sunday as we go through our Psalm, our Proverb, and our New Testament. And God willing, I will go back over some of the life examples and lessons from today. So thank you so much, my sister in Christ. What do we say? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Have a blessed day, everybody. Have our sister Carolyn still. Have a fantastic Friday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A fantastic. Not just a Friday, but a fantastic
Friday.
I'm going to have a fantastic Friday. Have a blessed day, family. I got to go to work, and I got to travel. So thank you so much. Be blessed, and have a great day. It's a wrap.
Amen. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.